Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Alex.
At the Brixton Ritzy.
When the theme was appearances. Enjoy.
I'm going to introduce myself this evening as an ex-health and safety inspector, which probably isn't a good opener if I want you to feel kind of warm and cuddly towards me. Because I think health and safety inspectors probably come just above traffic wardens in terms of the popularity stakes. Now, I can't see your faces very well, but there may be some of you who are looking at me thinking, yeah, she looks like a health and safety inspector. And there may be some of you that are thinking, no, she looks far too cool to be a health and safety inspector. I'm hoping it's, you know, the latter, but I'm kind of thinking it might be the former. Now, if I'd worn my health and safety inspector kit tonight, you'd get the picture. High vis, hard hat, boiler suit, yeah. And actually, it was the kit that got me into the job because, you know, you don't wake up one morning and think, I really want to be a health and safety inspector. Yeah? But I saw this advert and there was a picture of someone wearing a hard hat and a boiler suit. And I thought, yeah, that looks cool. I could do that. And I got really excited when they gave me the kit bag when I started. It was huge and it had like safety boots, steel toe caps. You know, some people like heels. I like the safety boots. I loved the kit, loved the outfit, hated the job though. God. And one of the reasons I didn't get on with the job was because I'm actually kind of get quite nervous and quite anxious. And I do a lot of catastrophizing, which meant that when you go out around workplaces looking for, you know, things that might cause accidents, you go, yeah, that's really dangerous. Oh, that's really more dangerous. And I took it all really seriously. It kind of heightened my anxiety, hence being an ex-health and safety inspector. But that's another story. The other part of my job was that we had to do accident investigations. So we did all the training and then they came up with my first investigation. And it was a big deal. It was the sort of investigation that you'd think, yeah, the taxpayers' money should really be spent investigating this. Involved a guy who'd climbed up on a couple of pallets, about 18 inches off the floor, and he'd fallen off and hurt his ankle. So I was, sent out to investigate this. And I felt really nervous. You know, even though I had the high vis and the safety boots, I still felt really nervous. And I thought, okay, what can I do? So I thought I need a new bit of kit. And I bought a pair of these spectacles. Yeah, I didn't need them at the time. This was kind of about 15, 20 years ago. I had good vision then. I need these now. But when I put them on and look over my nose at them, I thought, God, I look really authoritative now. You agree, yeah. So this was it. I'm kind of boosted up now. I've got my spectacles. I've got the kit. I'm going to go and investigate. So I turn up at this factory and the guy, you know, he's kind of looking really nervous. I haven't even got my spectacles out yet. And when I kind of opened it up, I got my spectacles out. I put them on and I started this investigation and I'm taking notes. I'm doing it all really proper. About 2 hours later, I think I've got everything that I need. And I sort of tell him, you know, the possible outcomes, which, you know, could include prosecution. I don't like to say it's unlikely in these circumstances, but, you know, hey, I've talked to him about systems of work and everything. And I leave, yeah? Now, this guy, throughout the whole time I've been interviewing, has been kind of looking really, really nervous. He's sweating, he's shaking. I'm kind of all right because I've got my glasses. And I go back to the office and I write up this investigation. And I spend a couple of days doing it because, you know, I take it really seriously. And then I take it to my manager and I sort of show it to him. And he says, oh, you forgot to ask about this. And I'm going, oh, no. So I have to go back and phone up, you know, say, yeah, okay, I know I was there quite a long time, but, you know, can I speak to this guy, the safety guy that I'd spoken to? And the people who answered the phone said, sorry, you can't speak to him. He's not here. I said, oh, well, will he be there tomorrow? And they said, well, we don't know. He's off sick at the moment. So I said, oh, well, I hope it's nothing serious. And he said, well, we don't know, actually. After you left, he didn't feel very well and he ended up having to go to hospital because of his heart. And oh, I felt so bad. I thought, oh, my God, you know, this guy's, I've given him a heart attack because I've gone in, you know, looking over my glasses. And, yeah, I kind of regret it to this day, actually, scaring this poor chap. You know, he didn't know. I sort of hope he's all right, really. And, yeah, it kind of taught me a lesson, though. The thing what it taught me was that, you know, if you've got a bit of authority, you don't need to kind of, you know, lay on thick to appear more scary than you really are. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to see a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.